Welcome to the Society's Child podcast, where we have real conversations about being a trauma-responsive educator in the midst of a significant mental health crisis. Hi, I'm Trish Senzak, a former educator, compassion advocate, and Jesus lover, and I'm so grateful that you're here. Are you feeling confuzzled about your students' behavior and needs? You're not alone. If trauma-informed strategies leave you wondering, what's next? Don't worry. My friend, I've been there too. As a foster mom and a child of complex trauma mixed with my experience as a teacher, it's led me to finding a compassionate, whole child approach that's evidence-based, practical, and transformational, and I'm so eager to share it with you. Whether you want to connect with your students on a deeper level, create a trauma-sensitive environment, or you just need a little bit of encouragement or support, you're in the right place. So grab a drink, a pen, or your earbuds, and let's work together to create a safe and student-attuned, trauma-responsive school culture. Society's children need you, so let's get started. Hey, sweet educator friends. It has been exactly 3 months today, and this podcast is growing, 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 and I'm super excited that you're here listening with me, and I pray that these episodes are encouraging you. Are you finding these helpful? Is there something else that you'd like to see included in the episode? If so, I would love to hear from you. So I would encourage you to go to societieschildpodcast@gmail.com and email me there and let me know if there's something that I could do differently. If there's something you'd like to see included in this encouragement episode on Mondays, let me know. I would really, really love to hear from you personally. And also, I want to remind you that we do have a Facebook group. It's called Society's Child, Create a Trauma-Responsive Educational Setting. It's a podcast. I might change the name on that, but I do want you to know you can find me. It's in the show notes, and I'd love to have you in there. I actually offer daily affirmations Monday through Friday for you that are based on the Bible. So I would love to have you in there, love to have you when we have these discussions, and I would love to be able to connect with you personally and privately. If you're enjoying this, I would really encourage you to click the follow button on the podcast. Leave a review for the show, because this is the only way the show gets to other listeners. It's by you leaving a review, and that's important. And if you've already left a review, I sincerely thank you from the bottom of my heart. So for today's Monday Mindset Matters, it's coming from Isaiah 41:10 in the New International Version. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. I got to thinking about when I used to be a teacher and in the classroom, as I got to know my students, I got to know about their lives a little bit more, or I started to put pieces of the puzzle together, and I would realize the circumstances that they were in, or I would worry a little bit more about them, about their behavior, about their home lives and their trials and their troubles and their behaviors. It made me realize that you probably do the same. Do you worry about your kiddos? Do you worry about what you can actually do to help them? Or maybe you've got that one trying, challenging child that is in your class that just, you go home with that child every night. And maybe you're dismayed and concerned about what you can do to help. Or maybe you're figuring out that you are called to help that child, but just don't know what to do. And maybe it seems trying and tiring day in and day out. As you're thinking about this child's behavior and any of the challenges that are around them or that class and the atmosphere, I want to encourage you with this scripture and remind you that trust in God, that He will provide you the strength and the wisdom to best help your students. So when you're doubting that this is even possible, I want to really, really encourage you to motivate yourself by leaning on God's strength to support you and uplift your students. And if you lean on His confidence that He will guide you and create a positive and nurturing environment for the students, they will thrive. And my friends, I really pray that you allow God to calm your fears about these students, about these challenging behaviors, about this classroom that is so out of control that you don't know what to do with them. And I pray that God will fill you with a confidence that you need to advocate for those students. I encourage you to surrender all of these concerns to Jesus and trust that He will use you as a vessel of His love and guidance in the lives of these kids. So here's three things that you can do. Number one, start out by praying for your students and ask for wisdom and guidance, just to take the next best steps. Number two, I would encourage you to find a trusted colleague that has the same level of compassion that you do. Download your thoughts to that person, someone who can speak into this and speak wisdom into this with the same level of kindness and patience and gratitude and level of compassion that you do. Lastly, after you've done all that, gone to God and gone to an accountability partner, ask yourself, what is the next best step that I can take in working with this challenging behavior or this child or this trying situation? What is the next best step? That is a critical step in all of this, is number three. And I know that if you will just ask this question, God will provide that exact next step. He'll give you a sense of what you need to do next. Or he might even introduce a new person that's come into your life that will help you take that next step. So there you have it, friends. That's Monday Mindset Matters, because your mindset matters, especially on a Monday. Please be sure to click the follow button and then leave a review for the show, because again, this is the only way that this show gets in front of other listeners and helps other educators just like you. And again, if you've left a review for the show, I'm thankful. I'm sincerely grateful for you showing up and being here. If you're looking for ways to build more peace in your career, I've created a list of 75 affirmations based on 25 Bible scriptures, and I'd love to share it with you and help you keep your sanity. You can go to trishz.com/Bible-AFFS. That's AFFS for affirmations. I'll also leave the link in the show notes for you too. Until next time, my friend, stay grounded, stay regulated, and stay prayed up. Hey, amazing educators, thanks for tuning in. If you found this episode helpful, I'd love for you to hit subscribe and leave a review. Even better, share this episode with a colleague. And hey, I'd love to connect with you on social media. You can even join my Facebook group for some extra support and a dash of inspiration. I've left all the links in the show notes. Until next time, my friend, remember, you're not alone on this journey. You've got this. Keep making a difference and stay teach-tastic.